From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. UN Human Rights Chief criticizes Europe's response to migrant deaths in the Mediterranean. UN Human Rights Chief accusing Europe of a monumental failure of compassion Monday in its response to the soaring number of migrants who are drowning in the Mediterranean. They're trying to flee poverty and war in the Mideast and Africa for a better life in Europe. Zayed Raad al-Hussein said he was horrified but not surprised by this latest tragedy, referring to the capsizing over the weekend of a boat filled with 700 migrants or more off the Libyan coast while it was headed to the southern Italian island of Lampedusa. All but the 28 survivors who were rescued are feared dead. The European Commission presented ministers Monday with a 10-point plan for immediate action to ease the migrant crisis, including strengthening search and rescue operations. Authorities have responded to distress calls from three more boats filled with hundreds of refugees in the Mediterranean. U.S. government agents have arrested six Minnesota men for allegedly planning to travel to Syria to join the Islamic State militant group. The six men, all members of Minnesota's Somali American community, have been charged with conspiracy and attempting to provide material support to a designated terrorist organization. Prosecutors say the six men are all between 19 and 21 years old. Four of them were arrested Sunday in Minneapolis, while two others were arrested in San Diego. Russia says that its security forces killed the head of an Islamist insurgent group in the North Caucasus region. Elias Kebekov, the so-called emir of the Caucasus Emirate group, was killed Sunday, along with four other insurgents, during a special operation in the Republic of Dagestan. This is VOA News. The Pentagon says the American warship USS Theodore Roosevelt is repositioning as part of a security operation at sea and not to intercept Iranian vessels off the coast of Yemen. U.S. officials said last week Iran has deployed at least seven ships, some carrying weapons, to Yemen in a bid to shore up Houthi arms supplies through the port city of Aden. Houthi insurgents are facing daily air raids from a Saudi Arabian-led coalition. Edward Duranian reports one of the airstrikes caused a giant explosion.
Amateur video showed a giant ball of fire followed by a massive explosion after a Saudi coalition airstrike on an arms depot outside the Yemeni capital, Sana'a. The Houthi militia group's Al-Masira TV showed live video of a giant mushroom cloud hanging over the skies of the capital several hours later. Homes and other buildings were shattered by the blast. The report said the Saudi-led coalition used banned weapons containing depleted uranium. Edward Duranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Militant group Al-Shabaab claimed responsibility for an apparent suicide attack in a United Nations bus in northern Somalia. They killed at least seven people. The attacker Monday targeted a minibus carrying staffers, the UN Children's Fund, as they traveled from their guest houses to their office. Local police say the dead included four foreigners, two Somalis, and the bomber. Ethiopia confirms that 30 of its nationals were killed by Islamic State militants in Libya. The confirmation came Monday, a day after the Islamic State group released a graphic video purporting to show Ethiopian Christians being decapitated or shot in the back of the head. Joint military exercises involving a larger-than-usual number of U.S. and Philippines troops are underway in the Philippines. They come amid concerns about China's rapid territorial expansion. Simone Orendine has more.
A little more than 5,000 Philippine troops and some 6,500 U.S. troops are involved. Philippine Exercises Assistant Director General Rodolfo Santiago says usually only 6,000 to 8,000 total participate yearly.
But if you'll see that the trend, it is really increasing every year. It is a natural progression of the maturing capability development of the operation and the exercise that we do.
Santiago's U.S. counterpart, General Christopher Mahoney, says this year's exercises involving amphibious landings, live fire drills, and maritime surveillance are more involved than in the past. Simone Orendine for VOA News, Manila.
A U.S. reporter jailed in Iran is being charged with four crimes, including espionage. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.